Okay guys, so welcome back to the discussion, and today, as you all know, we shall be expanding upon the conversation that we were having the last time around. We were continually dissecting the human ego, in which we stated that the ego has a relentless streak to indulge in its own vanity. So today we are going to talk about the ego in a different sense of the term. Today we are going to talk about the ego as with respect to the identity that it perceives itself in this world. Essentially, you must have seen many spiritualists say that as they tread more and more farther on the path, they realize that their identity was being a hurdle between themselves and God. What this essentially means is that as long as they retain their own peculiar identity, as long as they retain their own singular identity, they could never be at one with God. Essentially, what this means is that so long as the ego exists on its own accord, it can never be a part of the infinite super soul, as we refer to God in our discussions. So what I wanted to stress in this matter is that what does the identity of ego really mean? Like, what does the ego really mean? In this case, what the identity of the ego means is the thousands and thousands of memories that you have all stored up in your minds pertaining to your own life, pertaining to your own karmic liaisons which you have encountered with someone else. All those memories, all those unrequited memories, all those desires, all those unfulfilled karmas, these all constitute the ego. Like, all of these constitute the total complete energy flux of any human being. And essentially, this energies that come to the human being in form of all these things, this unrequited karmas, this unfulfilled desires, all these memories, that in itself forms the human ego. So essentially, when we refer to the ego in a strictly human sense of the term, we mean this. Like, this is the burden of all the memories, burden of all your past life incarnations, which is laid upon the ego, which makes it human, which makes it from being divine, which makes it from identifying itself with God, with the super soul, with the final expression of undefined divinity. That is essentially what the identity of the ego means. So essentially, as a seeker, when he walks further and further on the spiritual path, when he progresses more ahead, he realizes that in reality there is no self-identity as such. He realizes that he is part of the infinite, and the infinite is a part of him. When he comes to such a point, and this is a very advanced stage of evolution in any seeker's journey, he usually comes at this point when a lot of his unrequited karmas and his unfulfilled desires have been satiated. I mean, mostly his desires have been ablated, but he comes to a point where he no longer has the desirous pull of life tugging back at him. So essentially, in such a case, what happens is that the human ego slowly starts to lose its human sheen, and it starts to become more and more divine in nature. What happens is that the human being slowly starts to merge his own identity with that of the super soul, or in the case of a seeker, he slowly starts merging his own identity into that of his master. So as I was saying earlier, pertaining to devotion, like, when a seeker completely devotes himself to his master, he essentially devotes his ego towards the master. And what this does is that it removes all this pent up grief and all these pent up memories that have been stored on the disciple's hard disk for millions and millions of years that he traversed through this earth. It takes all that and it removes it all, because essentially devotion is such a strong force, and the master itself acts as such a strong catalyst in this process, that eventually the disciple moves closer and closer towards merging his own identity into that of his master. And essentially what this means is that the disciple now starts to lose his own identity. His ego it ceases to self-identify with the human body. Now it starts to identify itself with the entire divinity. And that is what is known as cosmic consciousness. When people talk of cosmic consciousness, they don't elucidate it quite clearly. But this is what it truly means. when the human ego ceases to remain human, and when it identifies itself with the supreme quality of Godhead that is instituted in every single human being, that is when the ego truly transgresses from being human to being divine. And that is when the ego truly loses its own identity and is molded into a divine entity. The divine entity, which is the final expression of Godhead, which is the final expression of undefined unity, the integral of all scattered differentiations, the final expression of undefined divinity that we call God. That's it.